It's cold in Manchester, New Hampshire. When people speak, their hot breath blossoms into cauliflower clouds. Conversations float in a fog above the sidewalk. And these days, a lot of the billowing talk is about ginger.
Weekend Edition essayist Alfred Lubrano.
I went to Manchester to look for Ginger, America's high-tech mystery gal. Hidden in a 19th-century factory complex that once churned out blankets for Civil War soldiers, the unseen Ginger fascinates. So powerful is her allure that Ginger's identity has become the subject of a wild guessing game beyond New Hampshire and throughout cyberspace since her mysterious existence was discovered last month. Ginger is the code name assigned to the latest top-secret project by world-renowned inventor Dean Kamen. Manchester embraces Kamen as a beloved eccentric, a denim-clad dreamer who commutes the 7 or so miles from his hexagonal hilltop estate to his downtown office in a helicopter. He owns an island off Connecticut that tried but failed to secede from the United States. His Ginger, people say, is the next great thing, an innovation rivaling the personal computer and the World Wide Web in scope and importance. But until next year, Ginger will remain under wraps. Ever since the media website Inside.com leaked a few tantalizing details from a book proposal about Ginger last month, Kamen's work in progress has been the subject of hot cyber nerd chatter, rocking cubicles and setting mice clicking from New England to Silicon Valley. Some believe Ginger is a wearable car, a kind of gyroscope-stabilized unicycle that's powered by a non-polluting high-tech engine. Others say it could be a new energy source, such as a portable fuel cell. Then there are those who suggest Ginger may be a jetpack, allowing 21st century types to fly around at will, just as 1950s eggheads once predicted. Whatever it is, the hype's insane. Jeffrey O'Brien, senior editor at Wired magazine, says Ginger talk has come on like a nationwide storm. People are hooked, he told me, because it allows us to explore our inner Jetson. It's not a hoax, insists people in the know. Apple Computer CEO Steve Jobs and Amazon.com's founder Jeff Bezos both met Ginger and declared her revolutionary. Then there's the credibility of Kamen himself. He's the 49-year-old creator of the portable insulin pump, a briefcase-sized kidney dialysis machine, and a wheelchair that can climb stairs and raise its occupant to eye level of standing people. Folks around Manchester say if Kamen's behind it, it's got to be good. It's amazing something not sex-related could be this exciting, an insurance man named Dick Kelly told me. I'm with Dick. I just love the buzz. In a depressing world of dot-com demises and cyber layoffs, the promise of a new toy that can change civilization is sort of fun. And if Ginger turns out to be just a pretty tease, well, at the very least, she lit up a gloomy winter in New Hampshire.
Alfred Lubrano writes for the Philadelphia Inquirer.